Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Rain. 41 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Rain. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Clear. 55 degrees.
This is KSA EDQ listening.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 53 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KCAVLA.
Good evening, Rick. How was your day today?
Oh, not too bad. Just a little interruption in the middle of the day. We lost power here. You probably already know that. So, yeah, it was interesting. Like I said, they're getting ready to put more fiber down my street. Looks like they're getting ready to do drops.
Yeah, I got notification of it, but I found out about the power outage. My cameras at the house, security cameras outside, notified me if there's a person or something, and it notified me that there's a person. So I went to look at the cameras, and everything was dead. So it, and again, they're not instant. So the email, from the time that I got the email notification, or the text notification that there was somebody out, and it was my wife leaving the house. So right after she left the house to go to the grocery store, the power went out. So, yeah, I don't know. Only thing they said on Consumers Outage said it was storm-related, but there's no storm, so who knows.
Yeah, it may have been from the wind and everything else blowing the other day, and then finally something finally gave way. So that's the only thing I can think. Normally it wouldn't just happen all on its own, so it's probably stress from that storm with all that wind and everything. And just finally give way. So more likely it was something to do with sub-transmission or something of that nature, because there were several substations though.
Yeah, when you looked at the outage map, there was a lot out. There was basically majority of Saginaw Township, and then it went up toward the airport, and then down out to where we work, at least out to Harry Brown Airport, it was in on the map. So, yeah, there was a large section. So I got to think that was a substation, something at a substation, or a major line someplace that took all of that out, and then there was the small little dots and little pockets here and there. But yeah, it wasn't out too long. When my wife got back from the store, I was going to call her then. I said, call me when you get back to the store, check the sump pump, make sure we don't have the beginning of a pool in the basement. And if we are, then I will come home and start the generator, but didn't come to that at least. So who knows? We were both gone. She was at Myers and I was at work, so do have to go home and restart some things. The ham computers are all mechanical. The plug-in computers, they're all down because they don't restart automatically or mechanical switch. So I got to go home and restart the weather computer and for the Aper stuff and those things. So that'll be my task when I get home.
Yeah, and to do the same with getting some things started. Of course, the laptop, it was battery, just kept it going. That was fine. And some of the clocks reset themselves, but then there's a few that don't. So I got those taken care of. And as far as the water in the well there for the sump, it was probably within 3 inches of the top.
Yeah, I don't know where it was. I had my wife go down and check. I said, just go down and check, make sure we don't have any water down there. I know it'll restart automatically, obviously. It's on the float, but she said, no, all was good. So it wasn't out. I wasn't worried. And, of course, refrigerators, freezers, and that. I said,
nobody was home to open anything up, they would be good for hours. Or at least until I got home to start the generator. But no biggie there. So, yeah, this weekend I'm eyeball things, giving blood tomorrow morning. Got an appointment at the blood bank, and then I got to run out to Frankenmuth, take the van out to Frankenmuth to my mother-in-law's old house, and get some more things out of the garage. Her, my wife's sister called and said she was going to be there to we can come get the, some more stuff out, going to my son-in-law. And so we'll do that, and then we got a dinner up at up in Freeland at Riverside up there with my old motorcycle group at 4:30. So Sunday we're working back on it. We're slowly getting started on cleaning out the office, and because we want to redo the floors in there and redo that office. And we bought a new cabinet to go in there so I can put all the files. And we finally found a lateral file cabinet that goes lateral, left and right instead of forward and back. And it's big enough to put my laser printer and the color printer on it, and then I've got to print some things to put the modem, the switch, and the router on. I've got a bracket, the router's going to go on the wall, and then some two little small tables that the modem and the switch will sit on above the desk, so they got current, they got airflow underneath them. So I got to print those and see how well they're going to work. And my wife's been slowly putting the desk together, but we got to take the, get the flooring out of the room first. So this weekend's working on the closet to clean that mess out.
Yeah, it's always something. You get one thing done and there's two other things staring you in the face.
Exactly it. There's things in that closet we haven't touched in 20 years. So there's going to be, I know there's a lot of electronics, old electronic stuff in there, and I got an old five-drawer file cabinet that's got a bunch of old CDs in it and radio equipment and stuff. So that's either going to go to, more likely I'm going to keep that, put it in the box, and take it to the club auction and see if anybody can use it, because I got some nice CB walkie-talkies and CB headsets that can work in place of the GMRS or whatever. So things that I don't use anymore that maybe somebody's grandkids or something can use. So we'll see what I got left in there. I know there's a few things.
Well, the only thing I could think is if things got really tough and everything else, and there was a was an actual emergency, communication emergency, having the CB, people might be trying to reach someone, and having a CB or a GMRS along with the ham radio there, you might be able to pick up some other needs out there with people trying to contact somebody when they're in need.
Yeah, exactly. I have two mobile CDs and antennas for them, so when I do travel, I throw those on the car, plug them into the lighter and throw them on the car, because the ham radio sometimes does not do you any good for local stuff, so you're not sure what repeater on at any given time and trying to program them in and whatever else, so that is something I always keep. That GMRS, FRS, anything in communications that is a backup to the backup. So, all right, Rick, I just pulled up to the mailbox, grabbed whatever junk's in here, and then head out. Oh, I went to the township meeting for that. That was quite interesting last night.
I imagine it was. I was thinking about it, but the time came and went before I realized I missed it.
I was there for an hour and a half, and then I left. That could have probably went for another hour or two after I did, based on the number of questions. And there was a few angry people in the first few comments. I stayed for the first four people to talk, and one lady was not happy. She was older than I was. And then there was a younger one about getting grants and other things. Had the township look into those and all sorts of things. So they had the superintendent was there, and they had about six or seven professionals that were there. One on from banking, one on construction, from you know, all different things that would be part of this, the project and all this. And if you're interested, I got a brochure that I picked up from there and some pictures that I took. They had all of the 8 schools, they had pictures of what they wanted to do to each one of the 8 schools. And they're getting closer. I don't think they're quite there yet. There's some things that are still in that they're looking for that are not a critical necessity. So I think they could cut another $20 or $30 million out of that budget and be more in range of where it would need to be to, you know, cover the critical things in it. And there's still a couple of, well, niceties in there. It's kind of like, well, we really need them, but physically they don't need them. So I'm not, I don't think they're quite there yet.
Well, the part that gives me heartburn is there's 22% of the students are out of district. And so Saginaw Township residents are paying for those kids to attend school. So that's not right.
Yeah, that was one comment. She said there are approximately 400 kids in the district that are in the schools that are not, do not live in Saginaw Township. They are out-of-district kids that are getting the benefits of the schools but do not live or pay taxes in Saginaw Township. So, yeah, that's quite a bit there. So more than what I thought. I know several years ago, 10 or plus years ago, they opened up that enrollment, and all of a sudden they got an influx of all these kids, and then they came to a bond proposal. Oh, we got all these kids. We need to build a new high school. And that went down in flames real quick. And basically we're told, send the kids back to where they came from. We're not paying for them. And so we're still 400 kids in the district that way.
Yep, and then hearing from some of the teachers, some of these kids are not high-quality students that you would like to have. They're actually slowing the progress of some of the good students down. So that is not good. It's slowing the progress they would make for the students because they're lagging behind. KCBOA.
KCYVF, yeah, but she did also mention that they have quite a large contingent of special education because Saginaw Township has the best program for special education, so they have a fair amount of students that have come to partake in the special education programs because it's better than what they have, and I know when my brother stopped teaching, he was special education for 35 years, that in Flushing School District, you taught at the middle school, they actually no longer had special education. They mainstreamed all of the special education kids into the regular classrooms, which was, as the teachers that had them then, was horrible because you had, you know, like you said, you have a special ed kid, a learning disabled kid, and with your, valedictorian type of thing, and everything has to grind down to the speed of your lowest kid, then yeah, they had problems. I don't know if they ever went back, but that was the idea of, you know, that, well, we can't have a special education, we hurt their feelings or whatever, and we need to put, you know, all the kids into the same classrooms and go through the same process, and that just doesn't work. As my brother said, that doesn't work. For some of these kids do need special attention in that, and not to make, you know, light of it, but they need special attention to get them to learn or to what they need to be. So, all right, Rick, we'll let you go. Have a good weekend. If I don't talk to you, KCYVF, back over to you.
You as well, Ron. Have fun and be safe. Have an enjoyable dinner there at Riverside. KCYVF.
KCYVF clear.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.